Any of those are plugged in, we'll do that. We can do that during the first song, or you can do that right now. Okay. This is the B-side. I'm your host, Matt. Welcome back. Thank you for all who are tuning in. We're getting a phone call right now. Hey, Alex, you want to pick up the phone, but okay. Don't put them on air?
I don't know how to do that.
Just talking to it. Yeah, there you go.
Hello.
We'll see if we're going to put them on air. Do we know who it is?
Nothing on the other side.
Nothing on the other side. From wireless call.
Oh, I hear someone.
Who?
He told me my poems were beautiful. Thank you.
Who is this?
I don't know. It's a man on the other
do
side.
Do they want a shout out? Ask them if they want a shout out.
Do you have a shout out you want us to say? I don't think he wants to give me a shout out.
No, okay. That's all right. Well, thank you, anonymous caller.
All right, thank you.
Caller. We appreciate it.
You already hung up on me.
Oh, wow. Was it Peter?
It might have been. I don't know. It sounded like an old man.
All right. How you doing, Alex?
Okay, here. Talk some more.
I'm talking. There's a sound check. 1, 2. This is how the sausage is made right here, ladies and gentlemen. As they say, this is the behind-the-scenes look into the lives of Matt Gerber and Alex Andrews. How's it looking now? Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right, we're looking good. Thank you for tuning in this week. We got some great music for you, some new stuff, some old stuff, some good stuff, maybe some bad stuff. I don't know. We'll see. You have a good week, Alex?
Tell them yes.
He says yes. He's still messing around with the headphones. Okay, well, I'll jump right into the first song then. First song we got right now is called Yours Truly. It's by one of my favorite bands. I played them last week. It's a new song by them. It's called Super. They're called Super Whatever. You know them.
Yeah, I know Super Whatever.
Great band. They're from California. Announced a new album. Coming out in February, great month for albums. Well, it should be. I'm very excited for that. They announced a new album, new tour. Planning to go see them in February.
Ooh, exciting.
In Philadelphia. Okay.
Philadelphia.
If you're around, let me know.
I don't know where I'll be in February.
Well, we'll see.
This is a new song by them. They're going in a very different direction from their first album with the new music. It's a lot more poppy, a lot more produced, I guess you could say, heavily produced, but I really dig it so far. I think it's ridiculously catchy. I've had this song stuck in my head since I listened to it on Thursday. So this is called Yours Truly. It's off their album coming out in February called Don't You Wanna Be Glad?
Yes.
This is the third single they put off that album. I don't know. That's all I got to say on that, I guess. We'll give it a listen here in just a second. Sorry. Sorry about that. Okay.
All right. Very good.
Plug my computer in. That would be...
As our namesake is, this is technical difficulties. We're having trouble out here today.
I just forgot to plug my computer in.
All right. He doesn't know how to do it.
I know how to do it.
Okay. Right. Hey, are you eating food right now?
I'm sorry. Chewing a mint.
Okay.
Well, ASMR for you. Ooh, that microphone's making a lot of noise there, Alex.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Not as much as my mint, I'm sure. Alright, this is called Yours Truly. Enjoy.
Good night.
Many folk are big fans of yours truly, and I don't have a single reason they should be. So before you saying that you love me, make sure many folk are big fans of yours truly, and I don't have a single reason they should be. So before you go saying that you love me, make sure I'm the one that you're needing. Woke up at 4 a.m. again last morning. Oh, ain't my bad, that's just every morning. Gotta get right back to work here shortly. Maybe that's why I'm so lonely. Cause don't you wanna be glad? Don't you wanna be so glad? Glad that you've been lying, spending every single night alone. Don't you wanna be glad? Don't you wanna be so glad? Glad that you've forgotten all these little fights we used to throw. If you're bored, then you're boring. I'm boring at best. So give me some liquor and I'll stop to rest. These brain cells from pumping my blood, then maybe I won't be depressed. Then these lungs will quit breathing and I'll become a corpse. Cause the love that is lost is true love at its source. Believe when you say that we're done. Forgive me for hiding remorse. Cause don't you wanna be glad? Don't you wanna be so glad? Glad that you've been lying, spending every single night alone. Don't you wanna be glad? Don't you wanna be so glad? Glad that you've forgotten all these little fights we used to throw.
Yes, thank you for listening once again. That was Yours Truly by Super Whatever. Sorry about the technical difficulties at the beginning there. Our Robo DJ was down, and it's fixed now because our wonderful engineer, Connor Winarschik, shout out Connor Winarschik out in the other room.
Shout out. I see him.
Is working on it, so we appreciate that. Yeah, there you go.
Very, very proud of our Connor. He's a very good technical director of the station. Keeps things running. And he's tall.
Yeah.
Tall man. You ever wanted to be that tall?
I don't know. This might sound weird, but I feel like height's never been a big thing for me. Like, tall, short, I don't know. I'm cool with what I am, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You're comfortable in your own skin?
Yeah, exactly.
That's good for you.
Never been really self-conscious about my height. Nor would I be, I think, if I was taller or shorter. Like, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I feel like if you're, like, 5 feet tall, you might be like, oh, well... So, it doesn't help your life.
I guess.
Like, you can't reach the top shelf.
Small spaces.
You could fit into small spaces. But how often are you finding yourself trying to fit into small spaces?
That's true. But also, see, there's always this thing where, like, oh, you could reach things up really high.
Uh-huh.
But how are you putting things up that high?
Well, other people do.
But that's just me.
Well, you go to the supermarket, you know, there's stuff you want on the third shelf.
I guess I would like to reach the top of the supermarket. I don't know if that's a very high bar.
I think it's a decent bar.
Okay, well.
At least you won't hit your head on any door frames.
That's true. How's your weekend, Alex? You have a good weekend? That's probably this weekend I did, I think.
What did I do this weekend?
Came to the radio show. There was a show that we did, a concert on Saturday night.
I went crazy.
You did.
Brought the energy.
You really did.
Who we got? The two people played. We had a band. What were the band's name?
We had a Vasey Hall, band from Villanova.
Second time they played in our school.
Yep. And we had the wonderful Pad Chennington come and do a DJ set.
And we don't know his real name.
We don't know.
It's a secret.
Yeah. We did an interview with Peter, and I did an interview with him beforehand. If you're interested in checking that out. It is recorded and posted on our website. Check that out if you want. I think it went really well, and he was a really nice guy. He had a lot of cool things to say. He hears this whole thing where, like, he doesn't put his music... I noticed he wasn't on Spotify. Uh-huh. I mean, that's just how I listen to music, but he wasn't on Spotify, and he mentioned it during the interview. He said he likes to make sure that his music is free. He doesn't want to have someone like pay for a premium or watch ads or whatever. So it's on SoundCloud without ads, which I thought was pretty neat.
That was pretty nice.
He's like, I want my music to be accessible.
He wants everyone to listen
without, you know, with no nothing holding them back from that. So.
Uh huh.
Yeah, go check that out. Check that.
Yeah, especially with the modern day and the internet, you know, there's like no cost to posting your music.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He does YouTube stuff too, like YouTube videos besides just music related stuff.
Uh-huh.
So that's sort of his career, I guess. And then this is just a, I don't know. Well, he does shows and stuff too. So
yeah. I heard something about him wearing a helmet. He has like a DJ helmet or something.
Yeah. So he, we were talking about it beforehand. He did wear, in previous shows, he wore a helmet, but he didn't wear the helmet this time.
Hmm. He wanted to connect to the small crowd, maybe.
Yeah.
Which I think was good. You know, you got to be able to express yourself.
Yeah. He would jump out and dance, start dancing with the crowd and stuff.
He had his two boys there. Well, he had three boys there, but the third boy kind of hung out with himself in the corner, and then his two like dancing friends who like kind of tried to get the crowd wild up dancing. Yeah. And it worked.
All right. Gonna jump into another song here.
Yeah. Alien with a Sleep Mask On by Rat Boys. This song came out like a week ago. I didn't hear it right away, but I saw it came out. It's just a single, so it's most likely... Apparently, they're on tour. Well, no, they're not on tour right now. They're going on tour. That's May 7th. So, they're probably releasing a new album. I think I played some Rat Boys before. For some reason, none of their songs are currently liked on my Spotify, so something might be messed up. But I definitely played like one or two of their songs on Spotify here before, so
yeah, I recognize him.
You want to get that going?
Yeah, this is Alien with a Sleep Mask On by Rat Boys.
Yeah.
And we are back. And better than ever. What do you think about that song?
I really liked it. That was cool. I saved it.
Oh, cool. Cool. Yeah. I think it was very like poppy, positive.
Yeah.
Kind of followed the theme of the rest of the songs. Any big plans this weekend for Lough Lehigh?
I have one of my best friends from high school goes to Lehigh. And so I'm going to go see him either Friday or Saturday night. I mean, I'll be there for the game, but either before or after I'm going to see him. So. Yeah. You going to the game?
No.
Oh.
I'm gonna go to the pregame thing, like at the, what are those things called when it's football?
Tailgate. Yeah.
Going to the tailgate. And then after that, I'm not so sure what I'll do, like in the middle of the day, but then at night, I'm also going to Lehigh, but I'm just going to the Lehigh Valley bars. That downtown Bethlehem, they have some pretty nice bars there.
Do you have a friend who goes to Lehigh?
I know like one person who goes there now, and I knew one who graduated last year. But I would not say I'm friends with them in any.
Okay.
Like if I see them, I'd be like, oh, I know you.
Nice.
Yeah. Like sophomore year, I met up with the one kid at the game, but we didn't like hang out or anything for very long.
You think we were to win?
I don't know. I don't know anything about our football. I hope we win. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, I don't know that much about our football either, but I think from my understanding, we've been doing better this year than we have in the past. So,
yeah. You know, see that soccer game?
Yeah.
It was also Saturday. Saturday, the finals for our league, Lafayette versus Lehigh soccer. We lost by 1 point, 0-1. We had a couple good shot opportunities, but we did not fully take advantage of them.
Hmm. Were you there?
No, I just watched it on TV.
Oh, okay. On TV?
One of my sweet mates put it on, so oh, cool. I was watching it.
Cool.
It's pretty good. It's pretty exciting, I guess, when they shoot on goal. It's like, you know, watching soccer. It's kind of long, and it just mostly gets passed around.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never really been that much into watching soccer, I guess, but...
You can get, like, when there's, like, a real goal attempt, it gets exciting, and then you just kind of get bored, and then you wait for the goal attempt again. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Sort of like baseball, it's like, the score is so low.
Yeah.
Like baseball, it's like, oh,
They hit the ball.
But then they catch it, because they always catch it. Except for when they don't, and then it's like, oh, something actually, I don't know.
Baseball highlights are really cool, though. Because the guys are like, they bid out for the ball and like they throw it midair and stuff.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I don't think the game of baseball for me is very exciting.
Yeah.
Do you watch sports?
No, I do not.
Neither do I.
I don't really watch any sports at all.
Yeah. Watch Pokemon? Why don't you tell us about Pokemon?
Yeah. I got Pokemon Sword on Friday. I really like it. It's a lot of fun. Been playing a lot. Playing with some other people here.
Have you had any battles yet? You guys duel each other?
No, not yet, because I don't know. We got to get further into it, get our teams, you know what I mean? But you can do, there's these like raid battle things you can do with people against like a big Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
I've been doing it a few of those. Those are a good time.
Okay. Who's on your team right now?
I picked Grookey as my starter.
Which is a monkey thing?
Yeah, but I evolved him, and now he is Thwacky. I'm not a huge fan of Thwacky, but I'm excited to evolve him to his final evolution. I forget the name of it, but it looks pretty cool. And I got the dog.
Like the corgi dog?
Yeah, but I evolved him to Boltun, to his evolution. Yeah, he's on my team, too. There's like a fire bug type thing that I got on there too. Yeah.
For some reason, none of the photos on Bulbapedia are showing up on my computer. So I can't actually see what these Pokemon look like. But that's exciting. Was it worth your $60?
I feel like it's a game I'm probably going to put like many hours into. So I feel like, yeah, for that idea, yeah.
Okay. That's good. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. you should think about getting it.
Well, I have to buy an SD card.
Right.
And I have to buy the game itself.
Or you could just buy it physically. You don't need an SD card.
Oh, I could do that. I don't know how I feel about like the, like, because with the digital games, it is a lot easier.
Right. Yeah, it's there's a convenience, certainly.
Because you just switch, select it on your system, click A.
Yeah, I have most of my games physically, actually. But
and you have a pretty good number of games.
Yeah. But all right, let's jump into this next song here. This is a new song by, you know, Marshmello. He's a producer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another one of those helmet DJ dudes.
Big thing. It's a big thing.
This is a song he just released with Youngblood and Black Bear. I didn't love it the first time I heard it, but it kind of grew on me. Yeah, I'll be playing that. Mm. See how you guys like it.
Switched up for show. You ain't lose me in the summer. You lost me at hello. Anytime you see me smiling, it was probably for show. All the memories are blurry, so I let them burn slow. I ain't seen you in a minute. Where did all the time go? You was out of pocket when you told me die slow. I was going through the shits. I kept it down low. Tongue tied, what we had was all lies. People change, people switch up. It's okay, you can save me ever again. People change, people switch up. It's okay, you can save me, cause I feel my life been so tongue-tied. I'm trapped outside, inside my mind. Inside my mind. If you feel like you can lie.
And we are back once again. That was Tongue Tied. What do you think, Alex?
I could see it as like a fun like party song.
Yeah, it's. I mean, that's most of what Marshmello's music is, yeah. I suppose. But I used to listen to him a lot, but I haven't listened to most of his new stuff. But I like Youngblood.
Yeah.
So kind of so me, like, got me to listen to that song.
So does Marshmello just make like a lot of music? Does he mostly feature other people?
Yeah, almost entirely.
It's kind of like DJ Khaled, where he just gets a bunch of artists together.
Well, I mean, DJ Khaled is like not even really a producer.
Yeah.
He's a curator, which means not a lot, if you ask me. But, I mean.
But he does get to say, number one music, and all the songs.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, Marshmello's more of a, you know, producer, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go right into the next one.
All right.
This song is called Mosquitter by Z Favorite's Friend. I just randomly found this song on Spotify. I was looking for songs for today.
That's the album, actually.
Oh, that's the album. Oops. The artist is Stove. I think my eye was just attracted to the apostrophe S with no beginning.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that. It's like, is it your favorite friend? I feel like, yeah.
Oh, well, I guess because, like, on the album, it probably says Stove.
It actually does, yeah.
And then it has the apostrophe S, favorite friend.
Yeah.
That is kind of cool, actually. We'll have to see how it is. I gave it like a quick listen through, but it's not a song I've been familiar with for more than 30 minutes.
All right, here it is. Once again, that was Mosquitter by Stove. Up next, we got a song that I found yesterday on Spotify. It was recommended to me by the band Lincoln. I listened to this. It's like a little EP. It's like five songs. And I was like, oh, this is pretty good. And then I checked to see what else they had. Nothing.
Nothing.
Only this is from 2017. I don't know if it's like a just a one-off, like, side project type thing from, like, another band or artist or... I don't know. I haven't really looked into it that much, but... Yeah.
There is one image of a man on their Spotify page.
Yeah.
And it's just a dude holding a guitar. So maybe it is, like... Are there multiple, like, people in this album? Or is it, like, just a guitar album?
It sounds like a band. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's, like, a side project type thing. Either way, this is from the EP called A Constant State of Ohio. And this is the song... Smoky Eyes.
I have a quick maybe what happened. Just googled Lincoln and a band, and apparently there was a 1998 band, and so maybe this person released their album underneath Lincoln and then was like, oh, I gotta change my name. And now we don't know who they are.
Interesting. All right, well, I hope you enjoy this song. I really like it. This once again, this is called Smoky Eyes.
Do the same for me. Smoky eyes, that's your name, isn't it? Or at least that's what I call you. When I call you, do you shake the way I shake? When I call to say I'm through, though I shake the way you do, it shows so people know you're cool. Violently, but still controlled enough to screw. So help me make amends with get clean. Quiet lies that you're telling to those black and screaming skies. I hope you're walking around campus, contemplating your own smallish size. This is not what all my idols told me college would be like. I hope someday you learn to take your own advice.
That noise.
And we are back once again. That was called Smoky Eyes by Lincoln. What'd you think?
I really liked, I think the beginning I liked, and it's very like just like woo, like thrashy almost.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
light
yeah.
Thrash. But then I don't know, near the end I just kind of fell out of it.
Yeah. We do have a special guest song coming up at the end of the show.
Oh, there is.
But you'll have to keep tuned. You'll have to stay tuned in to hear what that's gonna be.
I hope it's a good song.
Me too.
I don't know.
You are listening to WJR 24.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. Just to remind you, our phone number is 610-330-5316. Once again, that's 610-330-5316. If you want to give us a call,
or you can tweet us at POTUS on Twitter.
You know, if you're listening, give us a call, and maybe we'll put you on air.
I feel like it's so risky to do that.
Well, if we know them,
you'd be like, "Who are you?" And they can lie. They can be like, "I'm Matt," and I'm like, "Oh, I know a Matt," and I'll get confused. I think maybe you're playing a prank on me or something.
You think it was me calling?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. You're already on air. I'll patch you through.
Matt, this other that other Matt that you were roommates with.
Oh, Matt Curry.
Matt Curry, of course.
I don't think Matt Curry's going to call. I don't think he listens to our show, unfortunately. I should actually get him to play on our, or call in, maybe. I don't know. He'll say some wild stuff.
You want to
play my next song?
Yeah.
My next song is called Moment by Pine Grove, off their new 2-song album, which I assume is just a precursor to their next piece. I didn't really like this song the first time I listened to it, and then I listened to it 2 or more times. Just like, I was like, I really like this band.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel like I should like this. And so I decided I like this one better than the first song on the album, which is Phase. Just a 3-minute song. Very Pine Grove-y. It sounds like the band. You can hear it in the guy's voice.
All right, cool.
Yeah. You listened to Pine Grove before?
I've heard of them, but...
Not like really.
We'll see.
Not a devout fan.
So there's a new song.
New song. New song. Brand My new second song. New song. Normally I don't play new songs, I don't think.
Brand new song. Yeah. Here it is. And we are back. That was the Moment by Pine Grove. I like that song.
Oh, good. I think it was good too. That's why I put it on.
Next up, we got a song called Flannel, called by the Cardboard Swords. This is their most played song on Spotify.
It's the most played song, like Ever?
Their most played song.
Oh, their most played song.
Yes, the most played song on Spotify ever.
I wonder what that is.
It's One Dance by Drake.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe we could play that song after this
one. I think. I'm like 85% sure that that's the case.
I'll do some research in between here and there.
It's either that or Shape of You by Ed Sheeran.
I don't even know what that song... What's that song sound like?
Sounds like a bad song. If you ask me. Not Ed Sheeran. One Dance has 1,700,000,000 plays, I think.
Wow.
I think... what's it called? What did they just say? Ed Sheeran has more than that. Riveting content for the folks at home right now.
Yeah.
Shape of You has 2,340,000,000 plays on Spotify.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a crazy number of streams.
Yeah.
Pulled up the list. Shape of You, One Dance, Rockstar, Closer by Chainsmokers, Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran, and then God's Plan by Drake. People really like that Ed Sheeran band.
Yeah, some people do.
Not you.
No, I'm not a fan. I gotta say, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I haven't really listened to very much of him, so I have no real opinion. Except I did see him in that episode of Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I watched it. I've seen every episode. How about you?
I've seen one episode.
Just one? Just like random?
The first one.
Oh, the very first episode?
Yeah, didn't hook me, so I didn't watch it.
All the nudity and sex wasn't appealing to you?
I was just like, this is going to require actual effort for me to like try and remember what everyone's names are and
who
is who. And I'm like, I don't want to put forth this much effort while watching it.
Yeah, I understand. I don't know. When I watch TV, I don't know the characters' names. And then they'll reference someone. I'm like, don't know who that is, but okay.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. It's not. I think the whole medieval thing is not really my thing.
I know. I kind of like the medieval fantasy theme.
Yeah. No. I know you're onto that. That's cool.
Yeah.
We got time for a few more songs here. We got that special song coming up at the end.
Oh yeah.
Big surprise reveal.
Oh, sorry.
For now, this is Flannel by The Cardboard Swords, which is an awesome band name, if you ask me.
Said that I should get a clue. Well, I did. It was to rid my heart of you. So I did exactly what you said I should do. I played the sleuth and I found a clue. But I still can't stop thinking about you. But that's standard procedure. You know me. So fuck with my heart at your leisure. This is how it goes. Going lately, said I was the best, simultaneously the worst. In best case scenario, I should be cursed for the rest of my life. For the rest of my life. Well, I feel like I am, cause I will never have you by my side. So stay warm in that flannel that I left on your bed. There was no way in hell I could put it on. Soaking wet, and I apologize from time to time. This makes you think of me. Just imagine seeing that stupid shirt every time you fucking breathe. This is how it feels to be me. To be more of a maze than construction season in the Heritage Hill one ways for someone who's not from Grand Rapids on their very first days. But me, I paid attention on my late night skates and when I was driving around in my van, and now my best friend who lived here his whole life told me I know the city better than him. He said, Ty, it's like the back of your hand. I said, Alec, I traded in a heartbeat for the backbone of a man. I had to change my way home from work because I couldn't even stand to drive by her and see her on her front lawn with her bikini on getting it tanned. Because here's the thing,
I don't need Fountain or Union Street for anything except Martha's Vineyard and the bakery, so I'll just take the back of Michigan Hill down, eastern around, and follow Lion all the way there, because this is what I found. Life may or may not be about finding true love, but it's certainly not about begging for it from someone. So I'll keep doing the things that I do, late nights, fat blunts, pizza pies with my crew, driving home from whatever bar is half off after two while I'm blasting my favorite tunes and seeing my favorite local bands at whatever venues, while you keep doing the things that you do, shifting blame and twisting truth and making absolutely positively sure that everybody in the room is certain that the victim just had to be you, while I'll keep doing the things that I do and I'll find someone who wants me like I wanted you. Sing along at a show this weekend. Act a fool, get drunk with these friends that you love. Someone somewhere said all good things end. So what in my mind made me think this time would be different?
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM. I don't know why I feel like I keep having to remind people. That was Flannel by the Cardboard Swords.
I liked that song until it went to the spoken word part.
I was like,
I'm okay with spoken word, but I wasn't expecting it. So it's just kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I like it kind of interspersed and stuff like that, which it is. So,
Are you ready for the very special song?
I think we are. Are we wrapping it up? Yeah, I think that was the last.
That was the last song on that list. Right. And we have just about the right amount of time to listen to the special song.
And discuss.
And discuss the thoughts on its meaning. Let's see. I'm gonna go to the page itself too. Let me go to SoundCloud.com. I have not yet listened to this song.
You made it, correct?
I did make this song. I've not actually listened to it fully. I've listened to parts of it.
Who's the... What am I putting as artist?
Dingle und Dinder.
All right.
D-I-N-G-L-E space U-N-D space D-I-N-D-E-R. He has many other great tracks, like Freestyle Rap for Me and You. That's a classic. Bass Tunes. Yeah, some really good tracks that this artist has posted. Hasn't really gained, you know, two plays in the last 24 hours, so.
All right.
We're really taking off out here. The song is called Don't Speak Bad on the Radio. I decided to make this song. I have a history of actually saying curse words and Matt Gerber having to hit the rewind button.
It's all right. I just had to do that for my own song, so.
Yeah, and so I think that's what I decided to go for. Oh, and someone says, check out my profile. You may find a way to go viral. Let's continue. Well, Sal Lam, I have no interest in going viral. Because my music is only meant for a small audience.
All right. Should we give it a listen?
Yeah, just play it. Let's see. All right. I have two likes. Who liked it? How do I see who liked it? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Something.
Yeah. You want to hear my artist interview?
Yeah.
Give me some good questions.
What was the inspiration when you were making that track?
My inspiration was really I was looking around, you know, at all the trouble in the world. And I wanted to show that just because there's troubles doesn't mean we can't all look up to the sun and smile at the sky when it's blue.
Mm.
Go out for a nice ship and a brew.
Mm.
When you are with your crew.
Whoa. Rhyming.
Yeah.
Writing lyrics.
Well, this track, I don't want lyrics because I don't want it to be limited by someone's language. So I don't want someone in China being like, I can't understand this because, you know, music, it really touches the heart of everyone.
Mm, mm. Well, thank you for sharing that with us and that track. It's about 9 o'clock. That's going to bring it to a close for this week's episode of
Technical the B-side slash technical.
Yep, there we go.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for listening, as always.
I hope you all enjoyed the best track on today's show, which was Don't Speak Bad on the Radio by Dingle and Dinder. Oh, we're getting a phone call.
We're getting a call from someone. I'm going to pick it up.
All right.
Hello? Oh, would you like to speak here? Alex, this is for you.
Oh, I'm getting a personalized phone call.
Someone said that was a very good song.
What? Hello? Oh, thank you. Did we lose the call?
I don't know.
Okay. Well.
Thank you, caller.
He told me that was a very good song.
Very good song and had good space, which I agree.
Was that the same guy who called before?
I don't think so.
Two callers in one show?
We got two callers. I think that's a record. Maybe that's a tie.
Oh, it's okay. All right. Well, next week.
Maybe someone in the other room wants to give us a phone call right now.
We'll see if we get. Oh, okay. Well,
I don't think so. We're typing away.
Let's see. Next week, we'll get three phone calls and it'll be a record.
It'll be a record.
Until then, enjoy. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, have a great weekend. A friend is more than a companion. A foe is less than that to me.